Welcome to Happy Neighbors. I'm Michael Sapp.
I'm Tony.
I'm Jared.
And today we are here with...
I'm Perez.
We got Perez today. All right. What's happening?
It's rainy.
It's a little rainy,
today.
It's gloomy. I can't wake up. I'm telling you, I'm trying to.
Whenever we air this, I hope it's raining.
Yeah.
It probably won't.
Everybody's going to look outside and be like, it's sunny. What are they talking about? What are they doing?
Jacob Perez.
Yes, sir.
What's up, man?
Not too much, man. Just trying to survive like everyone else.
Trying to survive, but you have an interesting way of surviving. You do a lot of stuff.
I like to learn about things and try things. I don't think I do as much as a lot of people seem, think I do.
Really? Because that's my impression, is like you're in a lot of stuff.
Well, I think it's just because I don't know why, honestly. I mean, I dabble in a couple of things. I started a chicken business, some playground equipment, and a fabrication business.
Three times more than most people. So.
Yeah, but at the same time, there's still small businesses still growing. So it's not like I'm too hands-on as well. Yeah. Truthfully, I've learned a lot from the first business I had, which was the chicken house business.
Yeah.
That's when I was the busiest right there, because I'm owner, operator.
Doing it all.
And that was a straight grind.
So how old were you when you were doing that?
Man, I don't remember. I think it was when I first started it was in 2016.
Yeah.
And I wasn't official or nothing, I was straight out of high school.
Yeah.
This one gentleman, he's like, the way it started is I helped chicken farmers around West Point area. And, I just always showed up on time, did the things I think every hard worker should do. It's show up on time, be respectful, never miss. Just did that consistently, did good work, obviously. And the word of mouth kind of got around to other chicken farmers, and I started helping them. And then this one particular guy, he's like, man, why don't you just go out and do this for everybody? And I'm like, I don't know, man. This was in middle school, though. So I just brushed it off because the only thing I cared about was football.
Sure.
Well,
hold on. Let's go back a little bit.
Yeah.
So you started really getting into business in middle school.
Probably so. Wow. In middle school, I was straight hustling some. I went to Dollar General, got a six pack of Cokes, Mountain Dews, and stuff.
Yeah.
Hold on.
What do you mean? You're reselling or what?
Oh, yeah.
What
I toted a bag about.
Were you the snack guy?
Yes, sir.
That sounds like Gary Vee.
Oh,
man.
Gosh.
Yeah, I used to, I guarantee you 6, 12, 18, maybe 24 drinks a day out by break time.
Wow.
Every day. Just go
and
to
and nobody hassled you about it? The school didn't care or what?
I don't know what their thoughts were, but I feel like I had a pretty good relationship with everyone and I was a decent student. So maybe they let it slide. But eventually I did get kind of busted because I did a raffle.
And then A raffle?
Yeah.
High school.
That's right. Brother, I was coming in with honey buns. I'm like, all right, if you buy a honey bun, this, and this, it pretty much gets you a chance to win a week's worth of snacks.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
So I did that for quite a while, man. And
I feel like, and I'm not saying this would ever happen.
Don't get any ideas now.
If you ever end up in prison, I feel like you've got the, snack trading game down.
Bro, hey, look, no matter what situation
I'm in. He's Hamburger Man from Longest Yard.
I'll find a way to make money.
That's right. That's awesome. Hilarious.
So,
man, I had no idea. So you were hustling in high school. Middle school, basically.
Yeah, I didn't even know I was hustling. Over here just...
He's doing that. I was just mowing yards around the neighborhood.
Yeah. And
just trying to make a little money.
So what were you doing in chicken houses?
So I don't know if y'all are familiar, if y'all have ever actually been in one or not.
Yeah. I've smelt them.
Man, they're terrible. That's one thing about chicken house. As soon as you go in and you exit, you're 100% going to smell like that.
It smells from
head
money.
To toe. Man, nah. To me, it still smells like, chicken poo.
Smells like money to me.
It's really?
Listen, I've smelled some money now, money back then, and I like the one that, I'm smelling right now better than that chicken
poo.
Doesn't
smell bad. Okay.
Yeah.
You do some, I guess you could say stocks, crypto.
Yeah, so
you're in that?
I dabble in it a little bit. I'm not one to particularly really know how the graphs work.
Okay.
I'm more of a momentum play and trade seller.
Kind of feel
yeah.
the energy.
Well, if there's some hype behind something, right now, I was talking to you about DJT, Donald Trump's behind it. a lot of people want to jump on that just because of his name, and it's strictly just a hype play. There's like no fundamentals.
So it's
no
all nothing. Timing.
It, yeah, it's like a meme. Yeah. It's a joke. It's yeah. not something you really want to put your money in.
Yeah.
Unless, like, me personally, I think it's like the safest bet because, like, Trump's a big name.
Right. And everybody knows. Yeah. That. Yeah.
So yeah. you buy it in. I mean, I've been talking to people about this thing since $17. And it's at $39.12 right now.
Wow.
Yeah. So like you could have 3x your money. And then also I've been telling people at $31.
Wow.
And it shot up to like $57. And of course it dumps. But the whole trading market, it can be very, very tricky, and it's not in our favor.
No, it no. never is, right? Yeah. What do you use an app or anything or something? What
so
do you,
yeah, the I use a few. So long term investments, I like Moomoo just to
Moomoo?
Yeah.
Moomoo. Like Cal Moomoo.
That's right.
Moomoo. M O O.
Yep. I like that one for my long-term plays. Okay. And then, you know, I put money in it. I don't look at it. It stays in there. My day trading, swing trading, I like Robinhood because it's the most simple app that you could possibly use.
Really?
Yes. So simple. It's very easy to transfer money, take it out. Like, it's the easiest app
to use. Did you get in on that GameStop situation?
No. I got in on it. Not when it first happened, but here a couple of months back, it kind of woke back up. I think it bounced from like like $20 and up. And then I was like, man, I'm in it. And
what's the name of the guy who started all that?
Oh,
they made a
Kitty something.
Yeah.
You know, Rory, he's back, Rory, Rory, he's back again.
He is.
He's back. It was a big, like, after all that came out, he disappeared.
Yeah, because he won.
And then he made that one tweet. Yeah, he made
and
that one tweet.
And then out of nowhere, he's jumped back in it again, and he started doing it again, which it's interesting. Have you ever been to Consensus in Austin, Texas?
Nuh-uh.
You need to go there. It's about crypto and
really?
Web3 and NFTs. Yeah. I went out, what was it, 2 years ago, Michael? When I went out there, I think. Two years ago.
I wasn't with you.
I know. I said when I...
Y'all didn't invite me, so I mean, you know... I wasn't there.
Would you come?
It hurt my feelings.
Yeah, would you have
my feelings were hurt.
Just go and have fun and make sure you have the event app so you can get all your tickets and go to all the events at night. You will meet some...
I bet that's wild.
Crypto.
Yeah.
It's a different world. I mean, it's not... It's like...
Who are these guys?
It's a bunch of nerdy guys. And I mean, like the NFTs, like they were wearing them on their chest.
Dude, what about
necklaces.
The NFTs now? I feel like those things just
they're done.
That was done.
Dude, that was like a 1 month thing.
I was looking at, okay, how can you make money off of it? Like I was trying to figure out how you could do it.
Yeah.
But I could never understand it. Like, okay, so I'm going to buy a picture, but I don't own it. Like anybody can have the picture, but I own a number that's on my phone that says I own, but I can't make money on. I don't.
Now's the time we should all get in it.
Yeah.
Now, right. You know, let's figure out what
let's
that was.
Breathe
figure
life out how to, into the NFTs.
I always
again.
Thought the coolest thing to do is to build an NFT and do the first print. So, like, you would build it, you would print it, then you would sell it. So, when you bought it, you would send the first print of that digital NFT to the person so they had the physical copy too. Because that's going to be worth probably as much money. Like, what's that monkey? That monkey.
Oh, yeah.
It's insane. It's like, how do you even put a value to it?
Yeah.
There's no reasoning behind why this thing should be $40,000 for this picture of a monkey.
DJT.
Hey, DJT, though, has got a real man behind it, though.
Okay. Yeah. I like it. Tony, you got in on the AMC?
Yeah, I got in on AMC.
How'd that go?
Yeah, I'm still broke.
Man.
I've never touched any of it. I've stayed away from it all.
Actually, the one stock that actually has benefited me the most is Exxon.
Exxon?
Yeah. I dipped into a little bit of Exxon, and...
That sounds like a safe.
Yeah.
I feel bad. I don't invest in stocks.
It almost sounds like a blue-collar kind of stock, you know?
Does it?
Yeah. I mean, Exxon, if you're talking about
what's a blue collar?
The big names, like your Apple, you know, your Amazon and things like that.
A blue chip?
They're
going to
have steady growth.
Yeah, they're going to have steady growth. Exactly.
Nothing huge, no big names.
Entrenched.
But right now, some other stocks that I'm looking at is SoFi and Palantir. A lot of, AI. AI is the next big thing. Me personally, that's what I believe.
Yeah.
So that's where all my DJT money Straight into those two.
Straight into it.
Yes, sir.
But Donald's going to pay for it.
Hey, man, I'm excited. Let us know how that turns out.
Oh, it's
he's not even elected yet, and he's already making you money.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Look, yeah. Listen, I tell people, if you see me pull up in a Ferrari, you'll know my DJT did well.
Hey, man, that's what I want to see. Look, oh, man.
I'm telling you, he would love it at that consensus. When the party, the guy pulls up, and it's all wrapped in his thing, and it's a Ferrari. And I was there's Lamborghini, a guy wrapped in there.
Nah, I'll probably buy one, honestly.
For every Lamborghini guy there's 1,000 dudes that just lost everything.
No, the funny thing is, the guy with the Lamborghini is not the rich guy.
Yeah.
You know, like, there's the guys inside. There were some guys inside that had money.
There's the 0.1%,
yeah,
and then there's the 0.01%.
Well, it's a gimmick. He was making money. He got paid to go to the events and bring the car.
It's marketing.
And it's a marketing thing, it's just funny because, you know, he's driving, and then the guy pulls up in the Uber, and he's like, yeah, that guy's worth about $400 or $500 million. You know, it's like, that's it.
Man.
Jacob, how does what's the playground industry like? What's going on there?
Man. That's a big risk market, in my opinion.
Tony, focus, man. The guests are in here. I don't know what you're looking at.
I know what he's looking at.
I know what he's looking at.
Tony, look.
Tony.
You got to concentrate here.
Do we have to put the shades down?
Do we have to put the shades down? It's a hard industry. I was listening.
He was just looking somewhere else.
You can't hate on him right now.
That's right. We were all kind of looking somewhere else.
Playground stuff. You're out of town a lot at that, right?
I used to be. Not as much as I don't as much anymore. But when I originally started, man, I was I believe I was terrible at it. I feel like I was the worst, truthfully. And my numbers showed it. You know, I wasn't at the top. Yeah, in sales. So, you know, I lacked I guess people skills, even though I worked with people and, you know, got the little middle school side hustle and all that.
Yeah, I was going to say, it seems like you know what you're doing. You can sell something.
Yeah, but, you know, with anything and everything, it all has, like, strategies and things like that. So I started actually diving into, like, strategies behind sales and, like, what to say, what to do. And I even look into, like, what kind of colors make people feel this way, that way. Like, that might be overboard, but whatever gets me a higher chance to make more money, like, I'm all about that.
And you know what? You think it's strategy. Overboard, but it's not. That's what big businesses do all day.
Yeah.
Like, your logo should be a color.
Yeah.
How do you want your customer to feel when they see your thing? And certain colors mean certain industries.
Exactly.
I mean, there's a lot more to it than just you pick something and...
Man, I always
tell... Like we normally do, just pick something, throw it up there, but no thought to it, really. Just.
I always try to... The one color I do try to avoid when I go out and sell is green, because, like, green's, like, psychologically money, you know? So I'm like, I don't want them thinking about money at all.
Yeah.
So that's one color I tell everyone, and my team's like, do not wear green.
Don't wear green.
That's right. So,
You're wearing green now.
Yeah, but this is a different setting.
This is different. He's not selling us today.
What if he wants to sell me some playground equipment?
Good right now. Like you'd be buying a trailer.
Tony, you'd have a whole front yard full of playground equipment.
Man, there goes your AMC money. That's what you would have put it in.
That's it. All right, Jacob, where'd you go to school?
Went to West Point.
West Point.
That's right. I'm
a
warrior.
West Point guy.
Yes, sir.
West Point warrior. Is it the best county school?
I mean, I'm going to say so just because I went there. Everyone was awesome to me. Like, why would I not say
that? Why wouldn't you?
Yeah. I'm sure that all the other county schools were cool and all, but, you know.
The Good Hope kids said they were the best. So.
Well, we smacked them in football, sports all the time. So Jake can't say nothing.
Say Holly Pond is
That's right. Jesse and Jacob are Holly Pond guys.
I knew there was a reason why I didn't like them.
Oh, man.
That's fighting words.
Jacob, feel like is there a city-county rivalry?
Oh, man, I don't know.
You don't think so? You never saw anything like that?
Nuh-uh. I don't think so.
When did you graduate? 15?
2015. Mm-hmm. That's kind of been something we've been talking about. I think it's kind of an older thing. I think it was more our generation is older. It seems like now there's less of that. Everybody's just kind of here. Yes. You know, we're all here as a community. So I think that's pretty cool. Yeah.
Technology brought you back together.
I think it did.
I mean, you can find kids in the Fairview. Like, when we were kids, like, you didn't... I knew some kids from West Point because we played y'all in football. Yeah. Every year, first game, Coleman, West Point. So you knew football players, basketball players.
That was back when Coleman was a whatever A school.
5A.
Was West Point 5A?
They were 4A. No, I don't think, I don't think they were 4A. Ever the same.
Okay. But still, it didn't matter. But I meant just, like, that's how you knew people. You knew it from sports. You didn't, like, I didn't know Gibbs or any of that.
Yeah.
Like, you knew some, but mostly it was through sports or something.
Right. Or now you get or to cruising know the strip.
You or cruising the strip. If you, y'all don't know what that feels like, but.
Because ain't nobody do that no more.
All right, Jacob. No. Mike Tyson or Jake Paul?
Oh, man.
Huh? What?
All right, so
you got to go with the GOAT, right?
I mean, I absolutely love Mike, but you know, he's like, no, listen,
don't
look,
you dare!
You got to be realistic.
It's staged.
If you're Jake Paul, you have all the money in the world. You're bringing in the best trainers. Like, this guy is actually no joke. He actually has, you know, access to the top tier of everything because of money. He's going up against Mike Tyson, which back in the day, obviously.
How old is Mike
Tyson? I think he's like right
59?
Under 60.
59?
Yeah.
50,
Jake's not going to fight anybody he can't beat.
Yeah, like,
he's bringing in money. If Tyson beats him, it's over. That's why I think it's all staged.
Tony?
I believe, I agree with Jared, but I also want Mike Tyson. I can't stand.
You
want
to see Mike win?
Yeah, I can't.
I just sit there and wonder.
We all
they
want
sit
Mike
down,
to
if,
win.
If,
we all do,
if they
right?
negotiated, hey, Mike, you're going to take a dip here, okay? I don't know if he could when he gets in the ring.
I don't see
I don't
him
see
doing
him
that.
Pulling a punch.
His mentality, too, like.
Jake Paul's
all I got to do is
Jake
all he's got to do is
put
muffs
on. Favorite,
no.
Is he?
He's not.
I mean, do people like? Is he likable?
He's not. He's not even like. He's not qualified enough to even be like the people's champ.
No. Yeah, I don't know. I wouldn't say he's a favorite.
That's the Rock's.
Yeah, the people's
position.
People's champ.
Nobody
you're talking
likes
about the
Rock. Yeah, but nobody likes.
You
the
know
Rock.
The other brother does WWE
no.
too.
Huh?
The other brother does WWE.
Oh yeah, Logan.
Logan does WWE. Jake's out there boxing.
Well,
I love it. I think
Logan's
I like
an
the,
athlete.
I think both the Pauls are smart.
Yeah,
man.
Listen.
They are
you
genius.
Think you think no, everybody likes the Rock still?
Yeah. Who
no.
doesn't like the Rock?
No. There's a good the amount of people that don't like the Rock anymore.
They're just trying to be cool. They don't
No. There's
Jacob
a lot
of the Rock.
Down inside, listen, I like the Rock, but I'm always going to pick Stone Cold over him.
Yeah.
What?
That's right, man.
Oh, man.
Stone Cold.
These guys.
This could bring back the old days of when I was a kid. We'd go down to my lake house or we'd go to Wesley Britt's house or something. We'd watch the NWO.
Yeah.
Back in the days. Man. Wrestling's changed, though, man. The Attitude Era was the best era of wrestling ever.
It's different.
That's
now.
Debatable.
It's different.
That's not debatable.
That's debatable. In the early, late,
you just
late,
can disagree
no,
to disagree.
No. Early 2000s. I mean, you had.
That
Stone
was
Cold.
Attitude Era. That was the end of the Attitude Era.
When you talking about like with the Rock coming in,
Degeneration
John Cena,
X and all that.
What's his name?
Yeah, Degeneration X.
Stone Cold
out,
Steve Austin.
Yeah. That's
the Undertaker.
Who was the gang that Hollywood Hulk Hogan was in for a little while?
NWO.
NWO.
Yeah.
But who was with them? Kevin Nash.
Kevin Nash.
Yeah,
and,
man.
Diesel. Kevin Nash was the Diesel, and then Razor Ramon.
Man, those were good times.
Those were the two. Those were the three originals.
Yeah.
God. I mean, I remember we used to go to Vimont to the
Vimont Wrestling.
Vimont Wrestling.
Yeah, y'all may not know about
okay,
this.
Hold on.
So in Vimont, up like you know where you turn to go to the airport?
Yeah. Right before it on the left.
Okay, on the left they had some storage buildings.
Yep.
And they had
Vimont Wrestling.
Basically like a big kind of a warehouse.
With chairs.
With chairs and a ring in the middle.
And the ring barely, like, it was heavy.
God.
And after their shows, Jared,
you could get in it.
They would let us all in it to wrestle.
Dude, that's insane.
We'd get
that's
on the
awesome.
Top ropes and jump. And this is after football, too. Sometimes it was Friday night, so we'd play football games and run up there and watch the last two wrestles and then get in the ring and wrestle. And we, oh, man, that was.
What was your, that was your, what was your wrestling name?
I didn't have one.
Of course you didn't.
Michael, did you have one?
No, I didn't. No.
Have y'all seen some like the?
We just went up there for fun. We were so into it.
Have y'all seen some like the small promotions? I always see these guys. They do some insane stuff, and they're probably not even getting paid. Like
you're
like,
right,
dude. You're bleeding. Your whole
you're
face
right.
is literally bleeding, and you're probably getting paid like $500.
You're right. These small circuits, man. They do some wild stunts.
They do.
Yeah.
Like, who's the
Jacob,
one who got
you,
thrown
you're,
off the
you're
top
a trainer.
Of the? Off.
You train right?
Yeah.
What do you do? It's not
so
wrestling.
Technically, it's MMA, so mixed martial arts.
You do MMA.
That's right. So it involves, you know, wrestling, jiu-jitsu, boxing, kickboxing.
You do all that?
Any form of striking. Yeah. I do that. So
do you train a lot?
I train pretty often, and I'd like to get, you know, 20, 25 hours in a week right now. Throughout this year, I wasn't very consistent because I did come up with a couple injuries. Uh-oh. Both these shoulders are out, but, you know, really? Stem cells and then surgery. But the stem cell one honestly feels better. So that's why I kind of laid off training. But
is that now, an injection?
Dude. It's kind of awesome. It's like an IV, and it tastes weird, you know. It makes you have this weird taste in the back of your throat.
Really?
Yeah, it's insane.
I've never heard that.
Bro, it's just like they give you this, as they're injecting it, it's like, why is the back of my throat tasting different?
Weird.
Yeah, but it's insane. It is awesome. I am definitely all for stem cells.
Okay. I'm going to have to try that.
Yeah.
Inject some youth in me or something.
Yeah, dude.
Will it make us younger?
Yeah. Man, y'all look good. Y'all don't need that stuff. What are you talking about?
There's that salesman coming in. The way you look and the way you feel are two different things.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
that's right. I might look good, but I hurt a lot.
Perez, tell us what your fighting history.
So
have you had some good matches?
Yeah, I've had some good matches, I believe. And truthfully, I feel like I've never really had like just a complete trash can thrown at me, except one guy. And that was my first fight down in Florida.
Your very first fight?
Yep.
Down in Florida. Where was it in Florida?
Panama City. Panama City Beach. That's right. Yeah, and the guy definitely did not belong in there. And like, if I'm going to do something, I'm going to take it seriously. So like, even though I was new to the sport, like I'm still going to be training consistently. Like, I don't want to go out there and lose in front of people or just get whooped.
I'm going to say, it's going to hurt if you get beat.
Yeah.
What happened in this one?
So that one down in Panama, you know, when you're an amateur too, let me just tell you this, you wear like more protective gear, but the only protective gear we had was, you know, obviously the gloves and then the shin guards. So the bell rings, we touch gloves, and then we both go out there, and then it's only 54 seconds, so it's not much action. And like, I hit him with like almost a Bruce Lee jab. I don't know if y'all know what that is, but just look it up. Hit him with that, exchange a little bit. We hug up on the fence, on the cage, and then I end up taking him down, if I remember correctly. And as I was taking him down during a transition, I just slipped my arm behind his neck and then, you know, rear naked choke. And then he just taps out.
Wow.
Oh my.
Hold on. I was confused this whole story. I thought you meant he was like in the wrong group because he was too good.
No.
You're saying he was terrible.
Yeah, he was a bad. He was the trash can. I
was waiting for something to get. You just took him down.
I was getting ready for him to say, turn around, grabbed a hold of me, and pounded the
dick out of my face. I was going the other direction. No, you took him down in 54 seconds.
Yeah.
Wow, that was your very first fight.
That was the first one. But like I
said, that's awesome.
Yeah, I think he was, like I said, that's nothing to brag about because I do believe, no offense to this boy, like,
yeah,
I think he should have been training more and he should have
been. He wasn't ready.
Yeah, he should have like looked at me as like, I don't want to fight that dude.
Jared, you think you could do it?
Maybe when I was younger. So when I was younger, I took Taekwondo from Johnny Smith.
Yeah,
right.
And I was the state sparring champion. You were not,
really?
Yep.
The state sparring champion. Man,
I don't believe that at all.
Yeah. Huh.
I need proof.
I believe it.
You know what? If I still lived in the 9th Street house, I had the 4-foot trophies they gave you back then. I had them all upstairs in the above the garage.
Did you take the lessons when he was at the aquatic center?
No, I took them later. When he was up Vimont past your house on the left.
The little building.
And his group was called the Top Guns.
Yeah.
And I was one of the Top Guns.
That's
and
awesome.
We traveled so all
you don't
around.
Have, hold on. You don't have those trophies at all anymore?
No, I threw them all away.
That's a shame.
That's a shame.
So, you know what? I had enough junk going from one house to another.
It didn't happen.
Sooner or later, like, yeah.
Well, listen, one day you're just going to see this man just whoop up on someone.
I'm going to say, how about we can get Johnny in here and Johnny can vouch for it.
How about Tony versus Jared? I want to see that one.
I'm too old. I don't want to.
I've had way too many injuries here lately, Michael. I couldn't do it. I mean, I probably could get out of a pickle because I was in law enforcement for a brief period of time.
Oh, I'm scared.
I'm scared. And we did learn how to survive.
All right.
So
that whole 3 months is going to help you. I had it like 8 years. I mean,
all right, Perez, do you do any streaming?
Any streaming?
Yeah.
Netflix,
anything like that?
Not really, man. I really don't. This year is the first year I've watched TV, actually, in, like, the past few years.
Yeah.
When I first moved into my apartment, I didn't even have a TV for, like, a whole year.
Really?
Yeah. there's just no sense in
that's
it.
That's just how busy you are.
Well, yeah, it's like most of the time, once I leave in the morning, I'm like, I'm gone all day. And once I get back in, the only thing I really want to do is just eat and go to bed.
Yeah.
So it's like no point having a TV. And truthfully, like, I've never even paid for Netflix or anything. Like, I'm still in my sister's right now.
I love it. He's the one who keeps knocking her off when it's like too many people on my account.
Literally, that really is me. Like, yeah. I texted her the other day. I'm like, why isn't your Netflix working on my TV right now?
Wow. I changed the password.
Yeah.
What do you watch when you're on it? You got anything?
Not right now. I'm big into football. I've always kind of liked it, but I kind of ventured off away from it. Don't really know why. I guess just from training and business and stuff. And like, I just never sat down and watched it. But I've been getting back into college football, NFL, and mainly just because like I look at it like I'm trying to just see these athletes and how like awesome they really are and how hard it is to get to those levels.
Yeah.
So I just like seeing that's people perform good and like seeing a good ball game and things like that.
So you don't have like a team you follow or?
College, man, I'm a USC fan.
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
Ever since Reggie Bush.
The one
Bush,
in California?
That's
not,
right,
not
man.
The South Carolina. Okay, good.
Yeah. Ever since Reggie Bush came out on really? The NCAA
Reggie
game.
Reggie was a freak.
Yeah. Yeah. And of course I wanted to play as USC because they're the best team on there. Yeah. Reggie Bush. And like, yep. I like these teams. I like this team. And then ever since then, just stuck with it.
Yeah. It's hard to explain to the kid. You know, like when you're playing with kids, you're like, just pick the team you like. No, they want to pick the team that's the best. You know, they're looking at those ratings and the scores. And
I should change mine just based on
that. Yeah.
Hey, we can't beat anybody. So, yeah. I mean, I'm just like.
Hey, we ain't doing too hot this year. So, it's all good.
You know, I enjoy watching. I like you. Like, I was watching the Monday Night Football game. And I do fantasy, so I only watch it for that. But at the same time, you watch those guys and you look at them and you're like, dude, they're 38, 40 years old, and they're still ripped and running going. And do it like, and I can't even get up and go to the freaking refrigerator without my hip hurting.
That's not the worst part. You look at most of the soccer games now, they're like 20 years old.
Okay.
16 years old.
Oh, I know. Playing on soccer, I'm going to tell you, I got into, my kids play soccer, so I've been really into soccer, and I've been actually watching it. It's actually a little more exciting than I thought it was.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, now that you understand the game, there's a lot of strategy to soccer to get those two goals in the whole game. I mean, there's a lot to
Soccer's fun to watch.
It is, actually.
I feel like that's a big buildup, too, and, like, the excitement's a lot more, you know, exciting there because, like you just said, only two goals per game.
So when it happens.
And when you see how they score, when they make that run, and that is all very timed.
Yeah.
I mean, a second off and you're not getting the goal.
And how
I mean,
they just kick the ball like you're running full speed and it's like makes it go this way. Like, dude, that's so insane.
Have you tried to kick a soccer ball?
Yeah.
Yes. It's not as easy as it was.
It's not.
With the right training.
Well, I understand, but
Tony,
I
are you a good player? Can you play soccer?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not the best player out there. I mean, I'm not going to.
Hey, I think we all can play it.
Look at him. He's like, let's get a game together. So 2 years ago, I played against my daughter's youngest team, the adults against the kids, but I didn't have cleats on.
Yeah.
And I fell a lot.
Yeah.
And I was hurting. And we still lost, but I mean it was fun. Yeah. I would love to do it, but it's a lot of running.
Listen,
I don't like running anymore.
I'm a 2-time adult men's league champ.
Get out of town. You had a great team.
Yeah. In Coleman.
Yeah.
Here in Coleman.
You're on the best teams.
On the team, yeah. No, we
he picked the right team to be on.
No. On paper.
Were there a lot of teams?
On paper, there was five.
There's one
there
team.
There's five teams. There's two in Coleman, two in Arab, and then one in Gunnersville.
Yeah. Huh.
And
it's like my flag football team.
Two-time men's league champ right here.
Perez, do you do any video games?
No.
You mentioned college football.
No, man. But
that's what I'm talking about.
Growing up, I did, but this is the reason I don't because, like I said, growing up I did. We were always hooked.
What did you play growing up?
Definitely the sports games, NFL, you know, Madden, Halo, Call of Duty. Call of Duty, man. Like, who didn't play Call of Duty?
Yeah.
Jared. Listen, Call of Duty, zombies. Hands
that's
down.
That's where Tony's
the best.
At. Yeah.
Loved it, man. Me and my buddy, we used to stay up all night just playing zombies, trying to get to these next levels. And then usually I'm the one that screws it up by dying every time.
And that's it.
Yeah. But if I get a gaming system right now, like, I'm afraid that I will spend a lot of time playing.
Same here. It's not that I don't want to play. I'm just, you're obsessed. You get obsessed with it, and then next thing you know, you'll be waking up.
Well, not waking up, you'll never go to sleep.
Self-control.
Self-control.
Zero of that.
Yeah. I play once a week.
Man. If I get obsessed with something, I'm obsessed with something.
Yeah, I want to play more. I don't. I never play, but I've had that feeling like I wish I did every now and then.
And playing video games actually helps you perform better, like in sports and everything.
Really?
Just because of your reaction. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's a big benefit. Actually, Joe Rogan and who was it? Elon spoke about it yesterday on their podcast.
Really?
Yeah, dude. It's like a 24% boost. Or something insane like that, and they're talking about how surgeons need to play video games because like their hand skills is more just
most of the surgeries now are robots. There's a lot of robot surgeries, and those guys are like playing video games while they're opening your heart up or something,
literally.
Like,
I don't know.
Yeah, that's a good idea, actually.
Nothing.
Gave me a look.
What, Perez, what do you like to eat in town? Do you have any favorites?
Man, I love Chipotle and most Southwest.
Really?
That's the only things I get.
Which one's the better one?
Man, they're both.
You've got a favorite.
Okay.
We can start this now.
I'm gonna go Chipotle. Listen, Moe's is Chipotle's solid, but I mean they got the good sauce. I love their sauce. But
which one? They've got a few.
Just their what's their. Just their typical Moe's sauce.
Chipotle, Southwest Ranch or something?
It's just so good. But
it is good.
But I love Chipotle's steak better.
The meat.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a game changer for me. I don't know.
Okay. Chipotle's not cheap.
Neither is Moe's.
Hey, listen. You can get
nothing's cheap.
Moe's used to be Moe's Monday.
More for your money.
Yeah.
Moe's Monday.
I guess I'm a Moe's guy because... We didn't have Chipotle in Auburn, and Moe's is right there on campus. So you go to Moe's, and if you went like 20 times, you got a free one.
Yeah,
little clip card.
Listen, I used to go Moe's so much. I think I have like $300 saved up in there.
Are you serious?
I swear on my life.
I know where we're going to lunch.
Listen, if you go, I always get the stack. That thing is delicious. I don't know if y'all know what the stack is.
Tell us what that is.
Look, so you start out with a soft tortilla, right? The big tortilla. Yeah. After that, you put on the hard shell, sprinkle some cheese, add your meats and whatever you want in the middle, and then you top it off with another hard shell tortilla. Cheese, wrap it up, and then they grill it or whatever. Get it a little crisp.
Good.
Oh yeah,
and you go awesome. Steak. You make time? Something
similar to that.
Yeah, I'll get Taco steak or Bell. Chicken.
The crunch.
Yeah, but it ain't nowhere near as good as this, man. But you're right.
It's just awesome. At the end of the day, everybody goes to Taco Bell.
Hey, it's a Crunchwrap Supreme,
and it's good. Like if you're driving, you can eat it with one hand, and opposed to a bowl.
Yeah. You could tell he travels a lot because that's what he was thinking about. Something that don't fall all over you.
Dude, and sometimes they're so nice, they'll even, cut it up in four pieces for you. I'm like, oh, that makes it even taste better.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Do you leave a tip?
Yeah, I always do.
When you go to Moe's?
Yeah, man. Yeah, I appreciate them very well, honestly, because, they ain't got to cut it up. I know it's just simple, but, they're really friendly and all that, so.
Do you guys leave tips at places like Moe's and Chipotle?
Yeah.
I'm just, if it pops up to leave a tip, I usually just hit 20%.
You do it no matter what. Yeah.
I feel bad to hit zero because I do know, I guarantee you, they're getting the two something an hour.
Do you think it always goes to them?
And they live
off tips. That's what I wonder sometimes. Like, who's getting this? Is it just going back to the corporation? I'd rather sometimes just give them cash or something.
I don't like everywhere that, do you want to donate to? I don't do that.
Would you like to round up your dollar to donate to Children's Hospital? Yeah.
I will say this, though. I do like rounding up. I like the clean number. I don't like the change.
So you don't like saving them kids at Children's Hospital?
Do you? Do you always round up?
Do you round up?
Do you always? So you don't like the kids?
Man. No. So the reason why I don't, because I heard that the company has already donated that money.
Yep.
They ask for... Would you like to round up?
Yeah.
So that they can get that money back.
Correct.
I don't know.
Jared agrees with me. Yes. So
I've always heard it's a pre-done donation, and I've always heard even if they raise more than what they donated, they don't give it.
How does it make you feel?
But here's another thing, though. Taxes wise, I wonder if that's a tax violation, though.
Yeah, I say no all the time. A lot of, not around here, I usually do just because, you know, I don't know. The people, like I said, the people are really nice to me and all that, and they're always cool. So it's like, why not? But if I'm out of town, I'm just get it, hit no, get out.
In and out, yeah.
Because, I mean, truthfully, the way I view it is, you know, I know there's two sides to this. It's like you're strictly there to do X, Y, Z, no more. It's not like you're actually going up to a table, like buffing the table, you know, getting drinks, so on and so forth. So that's my viewpoint on it.
To me, they need to make it – the restaurants have to make certain things known. So if you're paying them not minimum wage and you're paying them under that server wage, which is totally – cheap,
then they need the tips.
Then they need to, then they need to explain that their employees
That's live off thing. Tips. Yeah, because like, we might be uneducated behind you know that. Yeah,
and you wouldn't know if they don't tell you.
That's the thing. So when they pull up the tip thing, it just starts a new conversation.
It does. It's like, okay, am I tipping you because you're paying, you're getting paid the two something an hour, or is it because you're
that's a fun person to be in
the POS
behind
systems.
The line of the you know
and you know the POS like, systems are just probably automatically set up to do that and they just built them that way.
Also, like, what if you're I think if I'm going to sit down I'll probably tip, but if I'm just getting it to go, more likely I'm just not.
So what do you get at Captain D's?
Captain D's, man. I ain't been at Captain D's in a minute.
Have you not?
Dude, me and my buddy, we used to go there all the time, though. And then, like, me and him's the only young people, you know, because, like,
it's an old person's restaurant. It's an old person's restaurant.
It is, but, like, me
Mr.
and my buddy.
I feel attacked. Mr. Captain.
You're still young. I'm talking, you know.
Captain D's.
You're talking to someone in their 40s.
Dude, what, I see, like, 60-year-olds in there. I don't remember what I used to get, but I... Knowing me, I probably just got a little bit of everything.
Okay.
Because you never know what you're going to like the and
fest.
Not like. You
I think
know?
It's called the fest.
The family feast,
The family feast.
So,
let me tell you.
But I'm telling you, though, Captain D's does slap.
Hey,
I
am going.
Yeah.
I'm going to Jacksonville,
Perez
Florida.
Perez knows.
I do know, man.
I'm excited.
I know food.
I'm the same way. Like, I'm going down. I'm going to see the beach come Friday around 12 o'clock when I land.
Yeah.
And the first thing I'm doing is getting me some oysters.
Oh, I thought you were going to say go to Captain D's.
No, I'm not going to Captain D's. Because I have a thing.
Oysters?
I don't eat. I don't go to Shrimp Basket or anything because I have a thing. If I can't smell or see the ocean, I don't want to eat seafood.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Shrimp Basket's got
even
some
even though
great,
I know
great,
it's probably all
grits.
The same thing.
Ain't nothing wrong
stored
with that, though.
Stored and frozen.
I see,
yeah, it's a mental thing.
Yeah.
You know, like, but I want oysters so bad.
Do you cook?
Me? Man, I know how to cook that grilled chicken and steak, and that's about it, honestly.
Yeah,
we did grilled chicken last night.
I mean, I don't really grill at all, but like I said, just on the pan or whatever over the stove. Yeah, I keep it real simple, and I really don't eat for like taste right now, just for fuel.
Oh, you sound like a meal prep.
He's a meal prep.
Meal
prep. That's what I say. He's meal prep.
I
guarantee
him, man. Yeah. Like I hate it, but at the same time I love it just because it makes me feel better.
Yeah. Now earlier you said eat pizza every Sunday.
Oh man, every Sunday now I do go off. Like
where are you getting that pizza?
All right, so listen.
Where you make
pizza? No, I don't make it because we got pretty good stuff around here. Okay, right now, I used to love Papa John's, but I feel like they kind of teetered off, and they ain't really as good as they used to be.
Uh-huh.
So here lately, this is what I did. This is my typical Sunday. I'll go to Domino's.
Okay.
I'll start with Domino's and just get a medium pepperoni, extra cheese, extra sauce.
Start with Domino's.
This is going to take a while. I can already tell. He's saying it's his cheat day, so he's cheating.
Domino's, get a medium what?
Yeah, medium pepperoni, extra cheese, extra sauce.
Wow.
Extra sauce is key.
Wow.
I'm telling you.
You like that thing sloppy.
Yeah,
man. What kind of crust?
So we do.
It's got to be regular crust.
Yeah, I do, man.
With the garlic butter on it?
I just whatever the handheld, you know, hand-tossed pizza. Just, yeah, delicious.
You can't get extra sauce on a thin crust.
Right?
There's no
you
way.
You could.
Yeah, but the texture and everything.
Yeah, be good.
You're making a mess.
Man. Listen.
All right, hey, let me finish because this is going to be interesting.
Okay,
but
if they don't answer the phone, because sometimes they don't, around 6 o'clock, 6:30, you can't get these boys on the phone, you know? Domino's.
Don't, really?
I swear
they
on my
have
life.
An app.
Yeah, I don't do the app, man. I just,
You're still calling. Old school.
I do not believe in putting my credit card information in any sort of app.
Really?
I swear.
Like okay. that.
I just, smart. I just stay that, away from I like it, man. That.
I so, can. I, Perez, you're kind of an old soul, Kevin.
Yeah, I guess so, man.
Calling on the phone. Do you have like a landline with the wire?
Hey, if I did, I'd slap one in my house, honestly. Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. So if they don't answer about 6, what happens?
Then, you know, then we just go over to Marco's. Marco's got really good pizza as well.
Marco's is good.
Dude, that I get the same pizza and then whichever one I get.
Extra cheese. Yeah, extra cheese, sauce.
Extra sauce. Sometimes I like getting light jalapeno on it, you know. Sometimes no.
So this is pizza number 2.
Yeah. Okay, look. And then what you do, you go to Marco's and you get their cinnamon squares.
Oh.
Dude, I'm telling you. They're a lot better than Domino's cinnamon bites or whatever.
Yeah.
Guarantee it. If you haven't tried it, go to Marco's on Sunday, cinnamon square for $5.94. You can get just
promoting Marco's.
Look at him looking at the thing. He's like, you gotta go.
Hey,
it's so good. Okay, and then after that, what I did, this is my past Sunday.
Okay.
I went to Milo's.
Yeah.
Chicken sandwich, spicy chicken sandwich.
Never had the Milo's spicy chicken sandwich.
My buddy put me on this. You got to add mayo and cheese. Got me 2 of those with some fries. And then, for dessert, I already got dessert. But the other dessert, go to Nuke's.
Yeah.
They're brownie. Yeah. Top tier.
Yep.
Really?
Right on that. Nuke's brownie? Nuke's brownie. You knew about this?
Yes, I did know about this.
And you've never told me.
I never really think. I haven't been there in a while.
In my opinion.
We don't talk about food. When have we ever
that's
sat
all
there
we talk about on this podcast.
Oh, on this podcast. I thought you meant outside of here. Yeah, I didn't even think about that. Sorry.
Nuke's probably has, in my opinion, the second best brownie. Number one, Augustus.
Augustus is brownie.
Yeah, dude,
Augustus is brownie. I've never had Augustus's brownie.
Their desserts over there.
Top tier.
Yes.
Really?
And their prices are great. We went there Friday or Saturday. We went there and ate. And I like got done and I had drinks and everything. I was like, wow, that's it.
Yeah. Honestly.
Like that was it. They're good food, reasonable prices.
Yeah.
Good food. I mean,
everyone there's super friendly too.
Yeah.
Super cool.
Yeah.
Love everyone there.
Yeah, like
I'll be going there a lot more often.
I used to eat there after every win for men's league.
Soccer league. Because it's right there by Heritage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But either there or Mexican. Most of the time Mexican.
What's your go-to Mexican restaurant?
Man, I don't really. I used to go Margaronas a lot.
There you go.
But I don't go out eat restaurants very often now. But if I do and it's Mexican, Margaronas. 100%.
Margaronas.
That's right.
Which Walmart do you go to?
Which Walmart? Man, I try to avoid Walmart. Yeah. I'm a Publix guy.
Oh,
let's
wow.
go.
Yeah.
Publix. This is the thing about Walmart. I don't know, man. It just takes forever to get to places sometimes, and I just don't know what it is about Walmart I don't like anymore.
Publix, man. If you're not getting that BOGO, they'll get you.
What?
The buy one, get one.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Yeah.
If I see that, I get it now.
I'm like, is this a drink? Or, like, I feel like I'm out of
no, the BOGO.
It'd be like something
know?
My kids
is this
like.
Payless?
No, that's what's
BOGO, buy one, get one.
Yeah,
it's like,
one, get one
you know, green beans are regular price, buy one, get one.
Yeah.
If you just get that one can, it's like $7.
Yeah.
You know, for a can of green beans.
You're right.
You got to watch out for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, Publix, good thing. You just need to shop all their
specials.
Yeah.
Don't buy anything else because they are.
They
expensive.
Get you.
Yeah.
Man.
That's most everybody anyway. Same way with Walmart. Walmart will make the stuff you normally buy cheap and the stuff you don't
a lot you more go expensive. You go to Aldi, ain't like that.
Oh, we already talked about Aldi. Like pizza crust. Make your own pizza, go to Aldi.
Hmm.
They have a pizza dough, just roll it out.
They didn't have it yesterday, so.
I'm told, I think you got to find out when they get their truck and literally
it's,
just sit
it's
there
in
and
the
wait
afternoon,
for
though.
Oh, it is?
I went late yesterday in the afternoon, and I didn't
we bought
it.
The whole box.
No way.
Did you? If you go to my deep freeze in the garage, there's a box of them. But we got 4 kids, man. So, yeah. I mean, and what we do is you could take a ball. Break it into 2 and make 6-inch pizzas.
Dang.
Perfect. Perfect 6-inch. So every kid will make their, we all make our own pizzas real quick, and that's how we do it.
Sounds like a good little family night.
I was going to say, that's fun. Perez, what do you do?
I mean, we've heard
about your training.
Yeah.
You're working. What do you do for fun?
Man,
is work your fun?
I enjoy training. That's really training. Fun to me. Yeah,
that's a lot of work.
Dude, yeah. That and but like I don't think I really put time into like figuring out what I like to do for, you know, for what people call fun. Like fun to me is, I guess, is going up and doing things that work towards my goals. And that's you. Fun to me, you know.
What's your goal?
Me? Oh, absolutely become UFC champion. You know, that's the only reason putting in 20, 25 hours of training in towards something or towards, you know, my fighting career, because I'm the kind of person, like, if I'm going to do something, I don't just want to do it just to do it or say I did it. So
what's the next steps there? Like, so what is in that path?
So right
where
now,
where kind of are you in that?
I am still, I am an amateur right now. And then the next step is going from amateur to pro. And the way the pros work is like you could get 3 wins and then Dana White calls you. It's like, I want you on, you know, gets you a contract.
So he could just call you up out of the blue.
Yeah. So
the other kid in Coleman.
Oh, Christian.
Yeah. Like, yeah, so man. What is he at right now?
So he is a pro. His record, okay. I believe, is 7-3.
Yeah.
He's doing really good. You know, he had the big Bellator fight, I think last year, where he got brought in to lose, but ended up just like mopping the floor with this guy. Yeah, dude, he knocked him out. It was amazing.
Do you train with Christian?
Man, Christian's one of my best friends, truthfully. Me and him, you know, we've been training together for quite a while. So I love that guy. He, like I said, one of my best friends. He's
you sponsor him, don't you?
Me? Yeah. I help him out. You know, yeah.
He puts your stuff on Facebook. I see it.
Like I said, though, but I believe in him. A lot of people, when that Pat Downey fight, when he was fighting for Bellator, they're like, do you really think he has a chance? Do you really? I'm like, dude, yes, he has a chance. Like, Christian's no joke. He's seriously, he has great potential.
He just came in and whooped this guy.
Oh, yeah. He didn't. He got in a bad position, but he put in the hands. He put them hands on that boy and laid him down to sleep.
Put them hands on him.
And that was it.
And that was it. And that was awesome.
So what's next?
For him?
Yeah.
So right now he's down at this gym in Florida called Killcliff. It's a huge gym. A whole bunch of the great fighters go over there. You got UFC fighters, Bellator, PFL, so on and so forth. And I believe he's doing his training camp in order to fight. I'm not sure when, but he's looking for a bigger promotion to fight, you know, because the bigger promotion that you fight with, the more eyes, the better eyes, at least, are
and
on
White
there.
Will see you sooner or later.
Yeah, yeah, and that's what he wants. So I don't think he's too far away from actually, you know, going to UFC or something like that.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, absolutely.
Cool. Do you foresee ever getting down to Florida? Would you?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, actually, I plan on going down there. So the gym he goes to is Killcliff, but they have another one for, I believe, amateurs. It's called, what is it called? I forgot the name of it, but they're like kind of side by side. So I'm going to go down there, hopefully 2 or 3 weeks, train with them, and then just hang out with him.
That sounds cool.
Wow. Oh, yeah.
Sounds dangerous.
Oh, yeah.
Dude.
Oh, very, very much so.
Yeah, I don't think I could do it.
No.
Oh, y'all could do it.
No.
Man, y'all could do it. Just a little bit of training.
What do they say? Everybody's got a plan until you get punched in the face. Right?
Yeah, that's what Mike said. They all got plans until you get punched in the face.
Punched in the face, and then...
I don't know. It's a fun thing to do, man. You know, everyone's got their own adrenaline, and that's what mine and Christian's is.
That's what it just comes out.
Yeah, dude, I don't know what it is about
it. I guess it's like anything. Like, sometimes when you get hurt just naturally, your adrenaline pumps, and you don't even feel it.
Yeah.
And it's just the next day, and you're like, oh yeah.
Like, in a fight,
yeah.
From my experience, I've only ever felt 2 punches, you know, and like...
But you've been punched more.
Yeah. Oh, my last fight, my eye got cut open and like first round, bleeding everywhere. I thought
what's
like
your record?
Dazed. I'm 3-3 right now. 3-3 amateur. 1-1 by submission, decision, and TKO. Lost 1 by decision, and rear naked choke. So,
wow.
I don't want to get in a rear naked choke.
It does sound like a rock band or something.
Yeah, it does, don't it?
Yeah, rear naked choke, man.
Yeah, but it's a fun sport, I believe. You know, it's just a rush that I love.
Yeah, man. Well, we're excited to see you and see what happens with that.
That'd be fun.
You
know, it'd be awesome. Yeah.
Kind of keep
like,
us,
hey,
yeah, keep us in the loop on that.
Absolutely.
What's going on? Do you have anything scheduled with that?
No, not as of right now. The way I work, I guess mentally, it's like if I ain't training full time or putting a whole bunch of energy into it, I don't feel like I'm prepared. Yeah. And I don't know. I got to get my mental confidence back and all that. But I feel like it's slowly getting back there. And then right now I'm shooting for about springtime.
Okay. There you go.
I really hate the cold, and like cutting weight in the cold isn't really fun. And that's the most difficult part about fighting. Truffly, it's just losing your, you know, cutting
your
weight.
You got to avoid those three Domino's pizzas.
Oh, dude. I got to avoid 8 weeks of that, man. Ooh, and that's the toughest part right there.
Well, I got to tell you what, you made history today, because for Happy Neighbors, you're actually the first neighbor to join us.
Oh, so let's go.
That's yeah, right. Neighbor it's the real deal.
Yeah. And it's awesome.
Oh, since he's next
that's right.
Yeah. Took me a second. Oh, yeah. That about went right over my head.
Yeah. Guys, it's been a fun show.
Yeah. Fun.
Perez, come back. Keep us in the loop, man. Yeah, we're excited to see what happens with
definitely.
You. Been glad to have you in. You've been watching Happy Neighbors. I'm Michael Sapp.
I'm Tony.
I'm Jared.
And I'm Perez.
Y'all have a good one.
Hey.